Have you heard the buzz? Bees are endangered and our food supply could feel the sting. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is a Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our planet. Recently, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service classified 7 species of bees as endangered. All 7 are yellow-faced bees native to Hawaii, and their diminished populations have been attributed to a variety of threats, including urbanization, the introduction of non-native plants and animals into their ecosystem, and wildfires and extreme weather events like hurricanes, tsunamis, and drought. The bees are receiving such urgent attention because of their critical ecological role. As goes the health of the bees, so goes the health of the plants they pollinate, which we and other animals within the food chain depend upon for food. While adding bees to the endangered species list is clearly not good news, it does allow authorities to take action to properly safeguard them. And there is cause for hope. Bee populations across the country are actually doing better than we previously thought, largely due to the quick response of beekeepers, who first noticed mysterious die-offs in 2006. After identifying colony collapse disorder, which is responsible for the loss of up to 40% of managed honeybee colonies each winter, they took swift action. By breeding queen bees and subdividing healthy colonies, quick-thinking beekeepers offset some of the collapse, and honeybee populations have begun to bounce back. So why are we still hearing so much buzz about the bees? For once, we can be grateful for the hype. Thanks to media outlets like The Washington Post and NPR, which were quick to broadcast the alarm sounded by the Environmental Protection Agency, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has noted a healthy rise in the number of commercial honey-producing bee colonies in the United States, from 2.4 million in 2006 to 2.7 million in 2015. Still, there's an important distinction between wild and commercial bee populations. For our nation's 4,000 wild bee species, including common honeybees, the picture isn't quite as clear. Research into insecticides called neonicotinoids has linked their use to declining populations. And because it's much harder to survey wild bee populations than domesticated ones, assessing their abundance is an imperfect science at best. Still, we remain hopeful stewards. This summer, the National Aquarium team hosted the 3rd annual BioBlitz at Masonville Cove, Baltimore's urban wildlife refuge. In this all-day event, volunteers, scientists, and specialists work together to find, identify, and record as many living organisms as they can within a specific area. Last summer, we identified a total of 172 species in one day, 12 of which were species of bees not previously recorded in Baltimore City. And that is great news. Though few of us will ever be beekeepers, we can all play a part in creating wildlife-friendly spaces that provide habitat for bees, butterflies, and other pollinators right in our own backyards. Since about 75% of the world's crops rely at least partly on pollination, our food supply depends upon it. To learn about creating a certified pollinator-friendly wildlife habitat or native garden in your neighborhood, visit aqua.org/certify. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.